Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Acts chapters 21 and 22 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. We give glory and honor to the Lord. I hope that you found your way into a place of worship on today to give the Lord glory, honor, and praise. And if you were not able to go out into a place of worship, perhaps you are under the weather today. Amen. I'm praying for you, and we will pray in just a few minutes. Amen. And I hope you were still able to give the Lord honor, amen, today, because it doesn't matter where you are, amen, because we're not always in the house of God. We have to honor God wherever we are, no matter what we're doing, amen. And I hope that I have expressed that well enough to you that you understand that. And if you don't, we still have a little more time in this series, amen, and we're going to continue, amen, to endeavor to do so. God bless you today. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly, Lord God. Oh, Lord, submitting all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, Lord God, to you, even now as we bow ourselves in your presence. Lord God, we bow our heart and our minds and our soul. We bow, Lord God, everything, Lord God, that has proceeded in our days and even in our thinking, Lord, everything that has taken over, Lord God, we give it all up and we hand it over to you right now. Oh, Lord God, that you might get the glory out of our lives, Lord God. We hand it over to you, Lord God, so we can take this space in time to say thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. We hand it over to you right now, Lord God, so we can take this space in time to thank you, Lord, for being our strong creator. Thank you for being the great I am, the deliverer, the mighty deliverer from bondage. It's so great, and one who went forth into Egypt with a mighty hand and brought your people out with power and with demonstration. We thank you, oh God, that you're still delivering us in the same way, bringing us out of bondage with your mighty hand, with power and with demonstration. Oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, we honor you. We give you glory because you are God and God alone, the all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God, the only true and living God. Lord God, we give glory to your majesty. We give glory to your sovereignty. We give glory, Lord God, to your might, Lord God. We give glory to your marvelousness, Lord God, because everything you do is good. It is right. It is glorious. It is marvelous, and it is gracious. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us today. Bless, heal, and deliver, Lord God, as we go forward to you, Lord God. We're lifting up everybody, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord God, that you send forth your healing virtue through each and every soul, each and every mind, each and every body. Lord God, change the cells in each and every body, each and every one of our bodies right now, Lord God, that they align themselves with your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, burn up everything that is not like you. Bring back homeostasis. Bring back equilibrium into these bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Bring back, Lord God, the correct chemical configuration. Bring back the correct synapses, Lord God, right now, the right amount of electricity, the right amount of water. Lord God, bring back, Lord God, bring it back. Oh, Lord God, equalize, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver your people from every sickness, from every disease, from every affliction, from every condition, from everything that has come against us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, even those deeply embedded wounds, Lord God, we're asking that you surgically debride them on today. Lord God, remove every pain and every sorrow, Lord God, that has caused us pain even in this hour and that has shaped our lives negatively. Oh, Lord, because it was never your your will that we be shaped negatively. But, Lord, things have come in our lives that have done that very thing. Lord, deliver us today. Deliver us from those things, Lord God, that has come against our purpose and against our destiny. Deliver us, Lord God, from those things, Lord God, that keep us, Lord God, from knowing you in the way that we should, and draw us near to you, Lord God. We need you, Lord, every day and every hour for everything under the sun. We need you, Lord God, more than the next breath that we breathe. We need you more than the next beat of our hearts, Lord God. We need you. Draw us closer, Lord God. Draw us closer, Lord God, even as we go forth through this series in the reading of your word. And, Lord, as you give us revelations, Lord God, and as you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word, and understanding of your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, oh Lord, to be impressed by your word. Make an impression in each and every one of our hearts, Lord God, an indelible impression, Lord God, an unforgettable experience that nothing and nobody can take away from us, an experience with our maker, an experience with our deliverer, an experience, oh, with the Lord of life. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak life and peace into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Life and peace right now in the name of Jesus. Life and peace right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it into the atmosphere. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one. The blood of Jesus, cover us. Lord God, you are our protection. You are our hero, Lord God. You are the love of our lives, Lord God. Nobody loves us like you do. Nobody can. Oh, Lord God, and we submit ourselves to you, Lord, that we might learn to love you in like fashion. Teach us, Lord God, the ways of your salvation. Teach us the ways of truth. Teach us the ways of life. Teach us the ways of hope. Teach us the ways of faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move every obstacle, Lord. Destroy every yoke of the enemy, Lord God, and help us, oh Lord, to be obedient to everything that you set before us to do. And as we make preparation, Lord God, to go forward once again and to relaunch, Lord God, move everything out of the way, Lord God, and show us your way, Lord God, your way and your will, Lord God, that it be done in us, Lord God, and that you be pleased with our lives. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move right now. As we read the word, Father, in the name of Jesus, give us revelation from on high. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray all things. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor, oh God. We are reading from Acts chapter 21 through 22 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Now it came to pass when we had departed from them and set sail, running a straight course, we came to Kos the following day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And finding a ship sailing over to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had sighted Cyprus on the left, sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload her cargo. And finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days. They told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. When we had come to the end of those days, we departed and went on our way, and they all accompanied us with their wives and children till we were out of the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. When we had taken our leave of one another, we boarded the ship, and they returned home. And when we had finished our voyage from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais, greeted the brethren, and stayed with them 1 day. On the next day, we, who were Paul's companions, departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down to Judea. When he had come to us, He took Paul's belt, bound his hands and feet, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." Now, when we had heard these things, we and those from that place pleaded with him that he not go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." So when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And after those days, we passed and went to Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them a certain Nathan of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord. And they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought to not circumcise their children nor to walk according to the customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them, and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads, and that all may know that those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing, except that they should keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration of the days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. Now when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing him in the temple, stirred up the whole crowd and laid hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people, the law, and this place. And furthermore, he has also brought Greeks into the temple and has defiled this holy place. For they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian with him in the city, whom they supposed that Paul had brought into the temple. And all the city was disturbed, and the people ran together, seized Paul, and dragged him out of the temple. And immediately the doors were shut. Now, as they were seeking to kill him, news came to the commander of the garrison that all Jerusalem was in an uproar. He immediately took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the commander came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains. And he asked who he was and what he had done. And some among the multitude cried one thing and some another. So when he could not ascertain the truth because of the tumult, he commanded him to be taken into the barracks. When he reached the stairs, he had to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the mob. For the multitude of the people followed after, crying out, "Away with him." Then as Paul was about to be led into the barracks, he said to the commander, "May I speak to you?" He replied, "Can you speak Greek? Are you not the Ephesian who sometimes go stir up a rebellion and let 4,000 assassins out into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no mean city, and I implore you, permit me to speak to the people." So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in Hebrew language, saying, "Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now." And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the more silent. Then he said, "I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there into Jerusalem to be punished. Now it happened, as I journeyed and came near to Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid. But they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all Jews who dwelt there, came to me. And he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour I looked up at him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be witness to all the people what you have seen and heard. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Now it happened, when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, that I was in a trance and saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprison and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by consenting to his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then he said to me, Depart, for I will show you, I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until this word. And then they raised up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he is not fit to live. Then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks and said that he should be examined under scourging, so that he might know why they shouted so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, Take care what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the commander came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman? And he said, Yes. And the commander answered, With a large sum I obtained this citizenship. And Paul said, But I was born a citizen. Then immediately those who were about to examine him withdrew from him. And the commander was also afraid after he had found out that he was a Roman, and because he had him bound. The next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bonds and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them. I have read and you have heard from Acts chapters 21 and 22. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and strengthen all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope, amen, that you will continue, amen, in this frame of mind, amen, calling upon the name of the Lord and seeking his face and studying his word and examining the words of scripture and asking the Lord about it, inquiring about the word so that he will teach you himself just as he taught Paul. He will also teach you. Amen. He will give you revelations that he will give to you. Yes, we receive revelations from the teachers and the anointed ones that God has placed anointing on. But he wants to speak to you too, not just through the teachers, but also to you in your lonely place, in your time, amen, with him. He wants
to fill up your world. He wants to fill up your life. He wants to fill up that time with his presence and show you who he is in your life. He wants to breathe life into every part of your being. Amen. Let's let him do it. Amen. All of us. Let's let God breathe life into every part of our being. Breathe on us, Lord Jesus. Breathe on us today. Breathe, Lord God, into our minds, into our souls, into our bodies. Breathe, Lord God, into our intellect. Breathe into our relationships, into our jobs, into our homes, into our neighborhoods, into our cities, into our states, into our countries. Breathe, Lord God, on us. Breathe, Lord God, on us. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe, oh God, on all of it. Breathe on it, Lord God. Oh, and heal us, Lord Jesus, in your presence. Heal us, oh God, and make us whole and entire, Lord God, that we might go forth with boldness, with power, amen, without ceasing. Glory to God. Amen, amen. I hope you will continue to join me, amen, in this journey as we go forward through a year in the Word. Amen.